Let's finish out talking briefly about ALL. This is a less common cancer, but still important to know about. And Christian, maybe you can talk a little bit about sort of generally where we are today in the management of ALL and where CAR T therapy fits in.
First, CAR T cell therapy is only approved for patients under the age of 26. There are ALL patients who are adults, you know, that is older than 26. And unfortunately, patients who are 45 or 55 have a much poorer prognosis. They don't have an 80 or 90% cure rate up front like children do. So sadly, children get leukemia, but the good thing is that most of those patients are cured, as we talked about multiple times, you know, when things go badly. They either relapse after therapy. Historically, the therapy was allogeneic transplant. We do have blinatumomab. We have these therapies that are called BiTEs, things that basically bring T cells close together to a target on a cancer cell, but they're not a T cell themselves. They're not an engineered T cell. We see some of the same toxicities. We can see cytokine release syndrome. It's rarely severe, but these therapies are great and they can really help to bridge patients to get to CAR T cell therapies, but they don't have the high response rates, which are in the 70 to 90% rate, which we have to CAR T cells. Again, I would say that the caveat is that even though we can get 70 to 90% of patients who have refractory leukemias into an excellent response with CAR T cells for ALL, we do see relapses, and unfortunately, under half of those patients are cured. So as Bettina said, I think among these groups of patients, the ALL patients tend to have more toxicities. They often have high burden of disease. You have to quickly get them in. This is a description of the ELIANA trial, which was a trial that led to the approval of Tisagen Leclucel for pediatric leukemia. It's the same product that's approved in adult lymphomas, but in pediatric leukemias. And as you can see, the overall remission rate was 83%. The CRs were 63%. And again, just under half of those patients are cured. Other studies have confirmed, again, with a number of products, that we can see response rates of 70 to 90%, which are excellent. This is a picture of Emily Whitehead, who was actually the first patient treated by Steve Grupp at the Children's Hospital of Pennsylvania. Emily has actually become an amazing advocate, and she actually has her own foundation, and she posts on the web every year. That's a picture of her on the upper right when she was 1 year cancer-free. Looks like any other lovely developing child. And the most recent one is just from a few weeks ago, 8 years cancer-free. She actually has her own foundation. That's a picture of her at the White House. It's a little note that Barack Obama wrote, please excuse Emily from school. She was with me. By the way, this picture of a child reminds me of, Bettina said that guy was a fun guy. It reminds me of the old joke that why did everyone like the mushroom? Because he was a fun guy. It's my favorite mushroom dad joke. But this is Emily, and she was actually on ventilator due to cytokine release syndrome, and she actually had high levels of IL-6 in the group at Penn. Carl June actually had a child treated with tocilizumab for rheumatoid arthritis and used an anti-IL-6 blocker. She dramatically improved. She came out of her CAR T-cell CRS, and she is cured, and she's leading an amazing advocate life. So yeah, I think it's nothing but a transformative advance, as it has been for patients with lymphoma. I think it's a little trickier with ALL. For example, the Pediatric National Cancer Institute is taking many patients who get a CR to an allogeneic transplant because they think that that may lead to more cures. We don't know. We know that there are patients who can be cured with CAR T cells alone, but there are, in some cases, studies that suggest that maybe CAR T cells should be used as a bridge to allotransplant. That's certainly not the case for lymphoma. It's been an amazing decade, I think, and we have a lot more progress that we're going to see and a lot more amazing cases. And many of us have seen, not necessarily the young children come back like Emily, but you know, we've gone from the first descriptions of acute leukemia in the 1800s, no effective therapies. For about 150 years, we had no way of curing acute leukemia. And then finally, we had combinations of chemotherapy and transplant. In the 90s, we had 80 to 90% cure rates of children. And now for those patients who fail, we basically had almost nothing to offer. We now have these engineered T cell therapies. So it's been a remarkable transformation just in my career, and I'm getting older every day, but just to see the change has been really, really gratifying and should give us all hope.
Yeah, I've talked to the Penn people, David Porter, et cetera, about that case with Ellie, and you know, in the middle of the night, there were beepers, I guess, in those days. But anyhow, she was in the ICU just horribly sick, and they were just like, oh my God, what have we done? And you know, here it is 8 years later. Well, anyhow, I want to thank the faculty for joining us tonight. Thank everybody who's dialed in. Have a great evening. Be safe and stay well.